Thousands of people take to the streets of the Hungarian capital Budapest for angry protests against a proposed new tax on internet use. Demonstrators chanted "Free Hungary" and at one point hurled old computer parts at the headquarters of the ruling Fidesz party. The tax would be the latest in a string of controversial economic policies from the Hungarian government designed to keep its budget deficit in check. The BBC's Lucy Hooker was at the demonstrations.
Well, Mike, at the moment, I'm a few streets away from the Economics Ministry, where last night those tens of thousands of protesters were out on the street. The street where I'm sitting now is actually lined with lots of cafes offering internet access. It's an indication of just how popular the internet is here. And the technology sector is one of the bright lights in Hungary's economy. There are a lot of students studying computer science, and there are a lot of startups in the city, which probably goes some way to explaining why there was such a broad mix of people out last night. There were a handful of extremists, and I think at the end of the evening there was some defunct computer equipment hurled at the windows of the ruling Fidesz party. Overall, there was a sense that this proposal for the internet tax would not just be damaging to the technology sector in Hungary, but that it was also in danger of limiting Hungarians' right to access information, and that it was an attack on democracy.
I feel like it's too much. I mean, they are asking 150 forints for 1 gigabyte of internet, and I find it extremely lot. It's very much.
I'm just afraid, that's why I'm here. I'm afraid of this tax. I don't want to pay more.
It will not let us people, poor people, to get internet. If I have to pay for it, I'll be not happy as well. It's just not the way to do it, but this government is just... I just don't understand the Hungarian people. How come that 4 years was not enough for them of this regime?
The biggest problem is that I don't understand, or I cannot see that the government uses my money in a way I would be happy paying more money for them, so they would do something beneficial.
Some thoughts there from demonstrators on the streets of Budapest. So, Lucy, did this tax come out of the blue? Was it a big surprise to people?
Well, I think people were surprised that the government went this far, but windfall taxes are something that have become very familiar here in Hungary since 2010. This government has already imposed these sudden extraordinary taxes on the banks and on utility companies, on big retailers and on telecoms companies. And obviously, as you can imagine, that's not been going down universally well.
So the point of all of this from the government's perspective is to try to bring its spending under control, to keep the budget deficit in check. Does everyone think it's a bad idea, or there must be some people perhaps who support it?
The broad thrust of the government's economic policy is popular with approximately half of the population. We've just had local elections, and the government did well again in those local elections. But overall, there is a general sense of disillusionment here. And of course, there are local Hungarian businessmen who haven't been affected by these windfall taxes, who are very much in favour of these sorts of policies.
And how is all of this affecting Hungary's standing on the international stage?
Well, there does appear to be growing concern. President Obama a few weeks ago mentioned concerns. There was a group of Hungarian officials who have been refused entry into the United States recently, with the US citing corruption as an issue. But I think most attention began to be focused on Hungary back in the summer, when the Prime Minister Viktor Orban made a speech saying that the model of liberal democracy as followed by the West had failed, and that he would now be pursuing a model of illiberal democracy and using China and Russia as his role models. Now, of course, that certainly raised a few eyebrows, as you can imagine. And just at the moment where the European Union is attempting to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia, Hungary has been arguing against sanctions on Russia, and it switched off the gas that it was supplying via a pipeline to Ukraine. So all of these things are adding up to a fair amount of discontent abroad about Hungary's stance.
That was Lucy Hooker, and she was speaking to me from Budapest.